This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Abbreviated as it may be, I am Jason Mackey here with you until 7:30. That's when Westwood One coverage of Commanders-Packers takes over. Thanks so much for finding us here in this little 90-minute sliver of heaven. The Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I said before the break I wanted to talk a little bit about the Penguins and Sidney Crosby and this story that's been floating around trying to separate fact from fiction. I don't know if I can, but going to give it a shot. And I don't think Sidney Crosby's getting traded. I don't think this is imminent. What I do think, though, before I get more into Crosby, is that a sale is imminent. And I've said this before. I do think Fenway Sports Group is going to sell to the Hoffman family of companies. I'm a little bit surprised it hasn't happened to this point. I can tell you, this is a great forum, whereas, writing, reporting, what you put in a newspaper maybe is not. It's darn close. Everybody you talk to is expecting this to happen. And without giving away exact sources or places or anything like that, there's not a side of this that I haven't investigated. I think Matt Venzel, our Penguins writer, and I are probably well up over 30 people contacted for this story. I've yet to have anybody tell me that I'm wrong. And the story I'm talking about is Fenway Sports Group selling the Penguins to the Hoffman family of companies for $1.7 billion. So that is what frames this discussion about Sidney Crosby for me. And think about that for a second. If you are the Hoffman family of companies, you have just purchased the biggest thing in your portfolio. You've purchased an NHL team. You've worked for a long, long time to ascend to this type of wealth. Now, this isn't saying anything about their quality as owners. I'm just trying to get you to look at it through the lens of Hoffman family of companies. So they've built all this wealth. Their previous sports enterprise, the jewel of what they have, is an ECHL team. They have a lot of money, and they're going to land the Penguins for a lot. They overpaid the crap out of this. That's how they outbid the Lemieux-Burkle Group, and they're standing here alone at $1.75 billion. Is that team? Is that group? You think they're interested in trading Sidney Crosby? Hello, good to meet you. We're your new owners. We're going to trade one of the most popular athletes in the history of the franchise. And by the way, here's our ticket plan. Here's our vision for the franchise. Here's what we're going to do across the street. And did we mention we're trading Sid? Come on. You don't buy a team. You don't go to the lengths that this group is going to acquire an asset, which the Penguins most certainly are, to up and trade Sidney Crosby. And we're talking about this. Let's be honest here. We are talking about this because of a Canadian obsession with Sidney Crosby playing for a Canadian team. Pat Brisson, his agent, said some stuff to Pierre LeBrun from The Athletic. I find it interesting, the line of questioning. And this is an interesting thing, too, about media, as we kind of peel back the curtain a little bit on this show. Somebody says something, they say something, but it's because they're asked. Pierre LeBrun, who is Canadian, decides to ask Pat Brisson about this. Now, to be fair, Pat Brisson can put that fire out real quickly and say, Sidney Crosby loves playing in Pittsburgh, you're ridiculous for even asking that question, shut up. And he doesn't. He breathes life into it, of course. I understand that. Now, I do think there was some strategy going on. Maybe not on Sid's part, but on Pat's part. Because they are motivated to get the Penguins back into the playoffs. Sid wants to win. Sid wants to play playoff hockey. He's pretty straightforward about that. And so the past couple of days, as this has been kicked around, I'm thinking, what is the motivation here? What's the end goal? And really, the one thing that I can kind of grab and hold on to here is that Pat Brisson and Sid, and Brisson through Sid, mind you, it's not like Brisson speaks on his own without Sid having some sort of input or awareness of what's going on. They want to kick the Penguins in the pants in the most loving way possible. But, you know, don't draw this out. If you look at what Kyle Dubas and the Penguins right now owned by FSG, what they're plotting, it's a much slower rebuild. You're basically going to wait and see on 25, 26. You've got some young guys. Maybe they surprise. Maybe they come up here cool, but we're not going to mortgage any future assets to try to attach them to contracts and get guys out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're willing to take their time. But an ownership sale changes the calculus, in my opinion, and here is why. Again, we're looking at the Hoffman family of companies taking over the Penguins, right? Operate under the assumption that that's what's going to happen, because I'm telling you, from somebody who's been darn close to this, it almost assuredly is. Are these people going to ascend to this spot? And you have Sidney Crosby. And we've gone from the ECHL to the NHL. And you finally have an opportunity to prove yourself by owning a National Hockey League team. We're going to rebuild. Yeah, we'll get there eventually. We're just going to slow play it. Yeah, come on. Come on out to our games. Cool. Yep, we may win. We may not. You're going to want to win. You should want to win. So I'm leaving out hope. I'm leaving out thought. I want to hear their plan whenever this happens. If you're the Hoffman family of companies, go for it. Go for it. And you can do that. Kyle Dubas has cap space. He can spend it on any remaining players out there. I don't know if that's the smartest use of funds. I'd probably recommend trading. But either way, You know, and if you want to free up some more dollars or try to swing some sort of deal, find a team willing to take Erik Karlsson, discount the price by taking money back, attach some assets. Again, is that the smartest business practice? Probably not. But you also have a first-time owner who's going to want to make an impression. I would think. I'd find it highly unlikely that you buy a team in the middle of a very deep rebuild and you're just cool with that. Like, hey, we waited all this time. That's okay. It's okay to stink. Maybe we get people in the building, maybe we don't. But I'm pretty sure that these people aren't going to take over the team and suddenly decide their first order of business is to trade Sidney Crosby. Come on now. Come on. Let's also keep in mind here, and I'm going to wrap this up in about 2 minutes, but we're talking about Sidney Crosby. He is the consummate nice guy. He will answer a question a lot of times by smiling and spitting the question back at you without actually saying anything. I know a lot of hockey players will do that. He's not somebody who speaks in absolutes. In a line of questioning like this, often requires absolutes to quash it. But in all of this, I said with Andrew and Chris, and I didn't elaborate, I should have, that we're paying attention to the wrong quote here with Sid. This is something he said. Nick Kotsanika from NHL.com does a fantastic job. Detroit-based writer. I've known Nick for a long time. He's a really good guy. I believe was an editor at the Detroit Free Press. But anyway, does a fantastic job for .com. Here's the quote in his story. I think there's going to be opportunities for some young guys. So if young guys can come in and make an impact right away, that would be great. But at the same time, it's competition. It's healthy competition, I think, for jobs. Whoever earns those spots, that's who's going to get the opportunity. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's good as far as urgency and things like that. Nick's an American writer. Nick isn't trying to trade Sidney Crosby to Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, or something like that. The subject of Nick's column is Sidney Crosby having a burning desire to get back to the playoffs and do it as quickly as possible, and all of that stuff's fair game. Sid's not having a great time. He's spoken about it. But it's not trying to play fantasy hockey and trade him to the first Canadian franchise that you see. 2025-2026 is a hugely important season for the Penguins, the development of young guys, exactly what Sid is talking about right there. And yeah, I don't think Sid wants to play in Pittsburgh forever, but if they have a really good year, guys develop, guys surprise, they can compete a little bit. This is a non-topic by December, January. We're going to sit back and laugh at ourselves. And if it all goes horribly wrong, if that development stinks, if the Penguins are the worst team in the league, if they have no prospects, if we're looking at this thing in, you know, February, March, something like that, and it feels directionless, yeah, you reevaluate. I don't need to have an answer for that right now. I'll figure out that answer throughout the course of the season, and maybe that's what Sidney Crosby does, and maybe next offseason we have this conversation for real. Because when he talks about it and actually says, hey, I'm contemplating doing something else. You know, I might want to move on. This really isn't working. I'll give it a lot more credence than I am now when we're playing Canadian fantasy hockey. All right. 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I'm a couple minutes early on that, but that's okay. I was excited to get that read. Let's move into some Pirates talk when we get back. They lost today. They were swept again. That's the second consecutive series sweep. Let's take stock of the Buccos and see what we've learned, what we haven't learned, and where it leads them going into the offseason. Fan Evening Show, abbreviated. Jason Mackey with you. Joel Nelson behind the glass. Don't go anywhere. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.